Welcome back to the Embody Your Wild podcast. My name is Jasmine and I am your host for this podcast. As we're at the beginning of the year, I felt really cool to bring in a podcast that shares a little bit more about how we can journey together and the different inroads in and levels of support that I offer here. It's a really interesting time of year. January, there is this collective shift, even though we find ourselves still in the middle of winter. The true new year, or the true start to the year, lives in March at the spring equinox. However, we cannot also negate the fact that at this point of the year, there is this collective shift because we've been with the Gregorian calendar, which is the one that New Year's Day starts on the 1st of January. There is this collective shift and we can't deny that also. So there's this element of being really okay with the fact that if you are like, I am hunkering down because it is midwinter, and I still feel like I need to hibernate and rest, honouring that. It's so important to honour our natural cycles, and they do tend to reflect nature, especially if you've come more and more into your body. And that's the thing that we really need to come back to is, are you honouring the true pace of your body? Or are you pushing through to fit a societal standard or societal conditioning that tells you that in January you have to do a 30-day challenge of some description that you know you're not really going to stick to because it's midwinter and it's exhausting? So it's this element of just really honouring what's true. And it feels nice to share this episode now because I've spent the past couple of years really cultivating what it is that I offer and share and serve with women. And I had a huge personal death rebirth over the final few months of 2023. Which has left me in this space of, I'm in the energy of rebirth now. All of the previous years in January, I'm like, dude, let's just stay in bed. But I have this very gentle upward surge of energy, which feels really beautiful. And it's really allowed me to cultivate more of what I am offering. With every death that I go through, there's always a death within the offerings that I share. So as this rebirth is birthing and I'm arriving into this new energy, it feels lovely to make sure that there's some clarity on how best supported you can be in my work and to find the pathway that fits best for you. So we're going to start with my in-person offerings. For the past almost 3 years, I have been running monthly rebirthing breathwork, cacao and sound circles. These were birthed in Sheffield, and then when I left Sheffield, I continued to run them for almost a year in Sheffield, even though I was living over an hour away from Sheffield. But I decided to close them down just because it no longer felt true to run them in Sheffield. And over that time, I was also starting to run them in Derby and in areas of Derbyshire. So these have been a real big staple of my in-person work for, 3 years now. And almost 3 years. They are slowly coming to a close this year. So I currently have one in Derby on the 20th of January, and I have one in Chesterfield on the 10th of February. and then there'll be one in June, and then there's going to be one, maybe two, in the autumn and winter, and they will both most likely be in Derby. However, they are slowly coming to a close, and this is because something new is wanting to come through. And as my work solidified and kind of like deepened into what it is that I serve, these are a real beautiful inroad in, and I've been so blessed that from these incredible circles, I have also had women continue on with me in varying ways. I've had women join my online membership vessel, join day retreats, join some of my more private circles, and a lot of women come from the breathwork circles into my one-to-one spaces and start their deep dive journey, their bespoke journey with embodiment and rebirthing breathwork from there. So they have been absolutely stunning, and I, for running them for so many months continuously, I can safely say that no breathwork circle or session is ever the same. There's so much magic and uniqueness in each and every one of them. And it's been a real kind of sinking into the releasing of these really powerful circles to see what wants to come through. And what's come through is this desire to really hold women in a way that is sh allowing them to drop even more fully into themselves. And with that requires space and time and slowness and spaciousness and coming into the body in many ways. So what's been birthed through the gentle release, as I said, if you're still wanting to join, they are a beautiful inroad in, so you can join them. There's still a couple of I forgot what I was saying. There is still space on the 20th of January and on the 10th of Feb, and then once we get to closer to June, those dates will be open as well. But I'm really being called to hold women for longer amounts of time. In the slow, the body takes time to open. So these longer form events actually really serve that. I always joke that I can't hold space for shorter than 3 hours, and I really do mean that. I'm like, oh, there's just so much that like the body wants to sink into. Like on my day retreats, just as an example, when we're in the embodiment practice, everyone's bodies arrives into movement at their own pace, and sometimes it can take up to an hour for someone to feel ready to start to move in a way that is in service to their body. And having that space without being like clock watching is so powerful, because that's when we trust in the true pace of your body, we can enable these really beautiful shifts and repatterning and reforming ways of being through the landscape and relationship you have with your body. So I'm beginning to offer monthly women's circles, and these are going to be 4.5 hours long. These are going to be really, really small, intimate groups, because we're going to also have that ability to come into connection with other women at the same time. So this will be a journey through the body, through breath, and with the support of medicines of this land. So mugwort and rose, we'll be working with them, alternating each month. And these are going to be held in a beautiful venue just outside of Belper. And then from there, the other option, which is like the longest form of offering is my Wise Body Day Retreats. Now, these are going to run regularly throughout the year. And at the moment, at the time of recording this, I have one space left on the 27th of January's Wise Body Day Retreat. And these are held just outside of, about 5 miles outside of Derby, in this, on this beautiful land, on this garden centre land. It's just off to the side of the garden centre. We've got our own space, we've got this gorgeous country farm kitchen, and we've got a beautiful little, it feels very womb-like, practice space that looks out onto a paddock where there are a couple of very friendly donkeys and gorgeous goat. And these are real deep dives into your body. You know, as women, we have long forgotten how powerful our bodies are. Our bodies are portals of creation, and our bodies are the connection to source. You know, all of the patriarchal religions tell us to look outside of ourselves for that connection to God, source, the universe, the cosmos, however you want to call it, when the reality is that lives within our bodies. That frequency is something that we can tap into when we allow ourselves to drop into our bodies. And the thing that we have to journey through is almost these gateways into the body. And that gateway may be the grief of not having been in connection with the body. There may be pain in the body. There may have been like stagnation, trauma, unfelt rage, unfelt pleasure, just deep disconnect and sorrow. There's so many things that keeps us out of the body for fear of feeling it, when really what the body is really coaxing us into, and what life is coaxing us towards, is this opening and this receptivity of coming into our bodies and awakening to the wisdom that lives there, so that we aren't asking externally for the answers, but we can drop in and listen to what the body says. So Wise Body is this inroad in to that. And it's a really beautiful day. I've ran a couple of them now, and one of the things that really comes through for me with any group setting is this beautiful connection that's formed with the women that come into the space. Like, every group that forms is just perfect. There's medicine in that. We become these beautiful mirrors of awakening when we step into these group circles. So that's another way in. And one of the things that you may hear me talk about a lot is things like the inner child, your nervous system, victim consciousness, the good girl, the saboteur, all of these things. And there's this wide body of work that I hold, and there's so much juice there. there's so many golden nuggets within this body of work, working with the feminine. And if you've tapped into the feminine frequency, there she is, everything. There's all of this. So when we're journeying through feminine embodiment, we are opening ourselves up to exploring how the good girl lives in our life, how the saboteur is in control, how the inner child is running our life, how we are maybe caught in the cycle of victim consciousness. And because of all of this work that I share and teach on, online, on this podcast, in my newsletters, there's this element of that stuff comes into these spaces. And what I'm noticing is this need for dedicated spaces so that we can dive all the way into these areas and these topics and these these patterns and identities and narratives that sometimes really restrict our life force, our life, and the path that we are wanting to cultivate within our lives. So what I've been creating over these past few months is this body of work called Immerse. So Immerse is, again, these are in-person events, and the beautiful thing is about living in Derbyshire is I'm not quite in the middle of the country, but I'm a lot more Midlands. I am in the Midlands, middle of the country than I used to be. I used to live all the way up north in Whitby. So there's this element of a little bit more accessibility for you to come and journey. I'm very blessed that I do have a lot of people driving from all over coming to these types of immersions and day retreats and breathwork circles. So yeah, if it sparked your interest, 100% come and join. So, Immerse. Immerse is a body of work where we are going to look at specific topics for a number of hours. So my first one is going to be on victim consciousness, and this is going to be on at the same venue of the Wise Body Day Retreats. So it's on this gorgeous land, it's really beautiful, we've got a beautiful space, which really helps when we are exploring these very deep topics. And the way that I am choosing to approach these really pivotal pieces in our repatterning and in our identities is by allowing us to do so in a way where we can find the responsibility of how it's played out, how we can meet these parts of ourselves without dropping fully into a shame spiral, and also meeting it with this level of humor. Because the longer you journey this path, the more humorous it becomes. But sometimes what can happen when we go straight in head first, we're like, oh my god, I'm a really bad person, and we can kind of spiral down. So my intention with these spaces is to allow us to go to these depths, to support you to come out of these patterns that can really stifle you, to then enable you to come into newer patterns, but without coming into these like massive, massive shame spirals of I'm wrong, I'm bad, I'm evil, which can come up so often when we do this type of work. That doesn't mean that those thoughts may not live there, but it's about enabling you to hold yourself in those moments where you may be spiraling a little, to then knowing that you're also just incredibly human, and that's okay. And that's the piece that's really important with this work. So that what I've got the first one, and we're starting to fill victim consciousness, 24th of February, and it's a 6-hour immersion. And through this immersion, the 6-hour immersion, we're going to be also moving with the like embodying and exploring from that lens, and also coming into a rebirthing breath work. With this one, with the 6-hour immersions, you will also have food. Of course, I love to feed women on my retreats and to really nourish the physical vessel that all of this is moving through. I'm also going to be running a shorter immersive experience with the inner child, and this is going to be in Derby, and this is on the 9th of March. So we won't be journeying with the breath, the food won't be included with this, but this is a little bit more of a shorter form exploration. But we will be coming into an embodied exploration of how your inner child is running your life and how to create safety for her, so that you as the adult, the present adult you, can take hold of the wheel of life instead of your inner child running the show out of sheer fear that you are not in control. So they're both really, really powerful immersive experiences where we will just be focusing on specific topics within our subconscious, within our body, to enable you to then shift or begin to shift out of these patterns and into ones that are will allow you to thrive even more so. There are going to be more throughout the year, but they're the ones that are open for bookings at the moment. If you're like, I live too far away, I don't drive, I live abroad, it's not feasible for me to join. And if you're also wanting somewhere where you're like, I really want a group space that is dedicated, that I can be with like for months at a time, look no further than Vessel, my online women's membership. So Vessel is this really, really beautiful space, and I'm going to speak a little bit more into Vessel this year as we grow as a community. It's a really bespoke and potent place where we look each month at themes like victim consciousness, like the inner child, inner punisher, the true pace of the body. There's everything feminine embodiment lives in there. So in January of 2024, we are currently have just opened up into our inner child month, and with that we've also got a space later on in this month where we're going to be having a nervous system lab. So seasonally I run nervous system labs, so this is something new for 2024, where we explore your nervous system in service to the work that we're doing in Vessel. So a lot of what we're doing is a lot of subconscious work. Subconscious? Yes, oh my goodness, my brain sometimes. Subconscious work that starts to unravel identities and narratives and ways of relating with life, with others, with yourself, and starts to create the opportunity for new, more supportive ways of being and living, whilst acknowledging kind of what was potentially a why for a reason, or just coming into acceptance that something is what it is, because sometimes we don't need to know the why also, which is really important. But Vessel is this body of work. It is a space where all of my teachings are going to. So if you are really curious about all of the themes and all of the topics that I speak into, and you're like, I just want a space where I can receive and learn and kind of allow it to be kind of part of my life and my monthly kind of journey, this is the perfect space, because it's like a group mentoring space. We have 3 calls a month. So we have an activation call at the beginning of the month, we have a rebirthing breathwork, an embodiment call in the middle of the month, and then a digestion call at the end of the month. And within that also, there's a lot of opportunity to share your own personal experiences, and then you'll be mentored by me to go a little bit deeper, or to offer you reflections on what it could be, or how that's maybe manifesting through life, as well as this really beautiful new opportunity to explore your nervous system with these seasonal nervous system labs, which are here to support you. You also receive a discount portal, so you get free access to my breast wisdom circles, which run online about every 6-ish weeks, and with that you also get discounts to a number of other offerings. The offerings kind of will shift and change as they evolve, but you get discounts there also. And then there is also an option for a slightly discounted one-to-one session, alongside Vessel. So this is a space where you have the ability to go quite deep and to really unwind a lot of the things that may be holding you back or keeping you stuck or frozen or disconnected from maybe relationships that you're wanting, a career that you're wanting, a life that you're calling in, a partner that you're calling in, whatever that may be for you. When we begin to unwind all of these things, we can start to come into deeper relationship with ourselves, our why, what we actually need or want in our lives, and then we have the opportunity to then take the steps into what it is. But first, we must have this kind of space to disintegrate any distortions or illusions, so our identities and our stories and our beliefs that are unhelpful or unsupportive, and actually create space through dropping into our bodies to enable us to find what is really, really true, and coming into a relationship with our own body so that it becomes our North Star, our compass towards what life is really calling us into. So that's Vessel. It is £99 a month. The minimum term now is minimum term of 6 months. This is because there is a level of devotion that is required from you for this work. This is not work that you can jump in at, into for a month and then be like, okay, bye. This the way that the membership is created is to be in service to your unraveling so that you can open up to more of life and more of magic of life. And through that, there's this element of being willing to be devoted to that process and how that may look. So it's £99 a month, 6 months minimum. And yeah, it's a really, I can't, I find it very hard to put into words what Vessel is. But it is this really beautiful space where all of my teachings are going. So it's really, really beautiful. There's this element of bespokeness because it's never going to be this massive, massive membership where you get lost. There's this element of really wanting you to be seen and witnessed and supported through your process. So just a little bit of a note with Vessel. The activation and the digestion call are both recorded, so if you're not able to make them, no worries. The only thing that's not recorded is the rebirthing breathwork and embodiment, because that requires you to be live for the process. It's really hard to stay present in a rebirthing breathwork from a recording, and actually, as a facilitator, in my opinion, it's a little bit out of integrity to not to offer that as a recorded process, because you can go so deep in a rebirthing breathwork practice that it's really important to know that you're being held in your process. So then moving on to the final ways of working together, and this is my one-to-one practice. Now, the one-to-one space that I offer is the most bespoke and layered and most in-depth way, because we work with you, and we work with you specifically on what it is that is alive, what it is that you are journeying through, what you are being called into process, what life is serving you. So it can look very unique to each individual that steps into these spaces. So this portion, this journey is very dependent on where you're at and what's coming through for you. There's usually a why behind why you've chosen to step into a one-to-one space with someone. And it's about focusing on what it is that wants to come through for you. So this is where it gets really interesting in my work, is we can come into spaces with an intention. You know, you sign up for something a week or two in advance, and then you get to the space and you're like, oh, none of that's true anymore. I mean, it's still there. However, there's this element of right now, what's moving through me is this, And that's how we work, because that is the thing that is most true. That is the thing that your body is highlighting to you in this moment. And the deepest service that we can offer ourselves in those moments is being with what is here, because it's tangible. And then we can start to unwind the belief, the feeling state, how it lives in your nervous system, in your body, and start to unwind it from there. So a lot of women come into my spaces, into my one-to-one spaces, wanting to reconnect back with themselves and to move through layers of disconnect, disembodiment, grief, pain, avoidance of being in the body because it's felt too much. But there's also this knowing within them that to be in the body is where they require to be. And if you, like what I shared at the beginning of this podcast episode, is, you know, we hold so much wisdom within our bodies. And there's this desire for the women who come into my spaces, in particular my one-to-one, is to reconnect back into that well of wisdom within. And the things that tend to hold them back is the fact that there's resistance and maybe fear of the unknown, of what's going to come through as they journey in. So our role, our relationship within your one-to-one journey is about creating the space for you to meet those layers, those levels within yourself in a way where, you know, it's not protecting you from what's there, but it's allowing you the space to be with what's there and to know that it's okay that it's there, and offering and giving you the tools to meet it in a way where you don't disassociate or run away or collapse into it, but actually enabling you and empowering you to move forward with your life, with whatever is coming up, and knowing that whatever is there is okay, and that it's okay to come into this feeling state of whatever's moving through you, and trusting that it's not going to be there forever. And it's allowing yourself to see where maybe identities you hold about yourself or stories you hold about yourself feed into beliefs that are keeping you held in this part of life where it feels really sticky and crunchy and disconnected, maybe disassociated, maybe there's a pattern of unkindness playing out or hurt towards yourself. And it's about unwinding that and allowing you to step into a way of being that is more self-honoring than self-abandoning, that is about tending to those parts of you that were maybe hurt in previous years of life, that maybe the disconnect was there due to the not having the space to really feel the pain of an experience. And what we have the real beautiful thing of doing is we get to also explore what it's like to really feel ourselves in the fullness of what is wanting to come through for us. We get to meet these parts of us that maybe haven't given ourselves permission to feel full joy and pleasure because we've been stuck in this layer of disconnect, because we wanted to disconnect from the pain because it felt so much, that in turn we also disconnected from the joy and the play and the pleasure that comes with being human. So as you can kind of get a feel from this, we can cover a lot, or we can uncover a lot in this. But at the essence of anything in my work is this level of devotion to the true pace of your body. And that is going to be slower than the pace of your mind. So it's about coming into deep reverence of that and deep understanding that your body is opening and shifting its way through patterns at a pace that is in full service to you. So we don't ever force in my spaces. And if we do, we acknowledge it, but we then start to find that slow and steady unfolding of the body. So there are a few things that I do want to share, as in what it is that we can explore, but I also just want to caveat it with what comes through is what's true. And this is where that force piece can sometimes come in. It's like your body is telling you that it wants to take you down this pathway, but the mind's like, but I want to look at that. We should be looking at that. But the body's like, no, this is what I'm presenting to you to explore. And that's the thing that we always, always go with, and that I tend to check in if I've had a message from someone a few days before saying, I want to look at this in our next session. Once they arrive, I'll be like, hey, is this still true? And then we can orientate. If it's still true, awesome, we bring that into the space. If it's not, we don't force the matter, because if we force the matter, it's not in full service, and it's actually intangible because it's not connected to what is actually alive in your body at the moment. So, as always, everything that I've shared in this podcast can come into the one-to-one spaces. We also look at self-responsibility, creating healthier and more supportive attachment styles, stepping out of codependency and hyper-independence, healing the mother wound, the father wound, the family systems, and anything ancestral that lives within you that you are unwinding, or you're finding that it's feeling really crunchy and stuck, so that you can find this more healthy, supportive way of being. We are constantly with this work tending to the nervous system, whether it is actually being spoken about or not. There is always this element of we're working at the pace of your nervous system. We have the space and the opportunity to rewrite no longer supportive narratives. So anything that has been feeding into a story or a belief about yourself, we explore it, we unpack it, and we actually allow ourselves to feel it first to then begin to shift away from it. We have these opportunities to reconnect to your feminine power and your body's wisdom. We have the opportunity to also create the foundations to shift into your life, your next life chapter, your purpose, if you're feeling this pull towards a new way of living. And unwinding patterns of being afraid of being seen, not enough, settling, all of the things that kind of keep us feeling really small and scarce. We actually start to bring ourselves into this more expansive space of holding ourselves, of not denying our needs and our wants and our desires, and starting to take the steps towards them. And we also have this really beautiful opportunity to create a relationship where we don't run away from the feeling state of the body. Now, this is not something that will happen overnight. This work is slow and steady, but these are strong foundations where we can begin to lay the foundations of what true safety feels like for you in your body, so that you can meet life in a way that feels far more rooted and resourced than you may have experienced, so that you can step out of this pattern of survival and into a space of thriving. So my one-to-one offers, I've got two tiers now. I have one-to-one embodiment bundles, which I offer on a 3, 5, and 10 session basis. These are online only and they run for 60 minutes. These are best done every couple of weeks so that you have space in between to integrate back into life anything that's come up for you during the sessions. With that, you also get an embodiment library of practices to support you, and you get to keep those. With the second tier, is my one-to-one rebirthing breathwork and embodiment journeys. Again, I offer 3, 5, and 10 session bundles with these. These have the option of being in person from Belpa in Derbyshire or online. These are 2-hour sessions, and again, they work in a supportive manner. These ones are a little bit different, so you can, 2 weeks is the maximum, so I don't offer these in a one every week. You won't try and get my words back out. So either 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, or once a month, these ones work really well with. So those are the options for one-to-one at present. And this is really where we can go into the grit of life and of your circumstance, of your experiences, to enable you to find a way that you can walk through life feeling far more sovereign, empowered, embodied, responsible, and whilst also shifting out of identities and patterns that have kept you feeling disempowered. So they're really, really beautiful spaces, and I can't share enough how in awe I am of the transformations that happen in these spaces. So if this is something that you are really curious about exploring, you're welcome to reach out for anything that I have shared here. I'm going to put a link to everything in the show notes. And then if there's anything that you're like, oh, I'd just love a little bit more information on that, feel free. I'll pop my Instagram handle. You can reach out on Instagram. You can send me an email. I'll pop my email address in. You can reach out through my website. All of this, these spaces are here to really enable you to step deeper into yourself and into a life that feels so more aligned from a space of thriving, not survival. Like 2024 for me is the year that we get to thrive. We have been in this really crunchy space for so long, and we've all been on our own journeys these past 3-4 years of really big awakenings and openings, and you know, that's so beautiful. And it's now time to find that foundation of thriving as opposed to surviving. You know, we get to choose that for ourselves. We get to hold that for ourselves if we are willing, ready, and able to meet the parts of us that maybe have been stuck in a pattern of scarcity and survival for so long. But we have to be willing to meet those parts of ourselves, to shift out of the pattern, to create this new level and new way of being. We can't bypass what's here. It all has to, we have to meet it and greet it to integrate it. If we keep rejecting it, if we keep pushing it down, it will just continue to show up. There's this element of feeling quite big discomfort when we meet a part of ourselves, or we feel like we're about to meet a part of ourselves that feels a bit crunchy, a little bit spicy, a little bit disconcerting. And what's the really beautiful thing about doing and stepping into work, whether it's one-to-one or group spaces, is doing this in connection to another, whether or not it's a facilitator on a one-to-one basis or in a group setting where there's the facilitator and the group as a whole, you actually see that everything that comes up is so deeply human. That there's nothing almost that kind of like hiding, the shaming of it, actually makes it feel so much bigger than it may actually be. In the sense of, you know, I always love to speak to the emotion of anger with this, is as women that we hold so much shame around anger because it can feel a lot in the system. it can feel very destructive sometimes. There's a lot of shame about women being angry. So we push it down and we repress it and we shame it because it's deemed as wrong. When actually what happens in that moment of repressing it is that it becomes this like shadow side of the energy. So it does feel dark, it does feel gnarly, and when it comes out it has that more charge to it, where it's not feels gnarly, it can feel a bit nasty, it can feel all of these things. But actually that's okay, because we all have a shadow side of emotions, of experiences. Anything that's repressed or pushed down lives in the subconscious, lives in the shadow. So actually bringing it to the light and allowing it to be seen, we can be like, okay, it's not this hideously disgusting, but I'm not a hideously disgusting person. I'm not this gross gremlin that is evil and wrong for having this part. It just needs to be seen. It needs to be loved. It needs to be accepted. It needs to be acknowledged, and it needs to be met so that I can then move forward and integrate it and bring in that healthier, that more supportive side of it. So anger, we'll use anger once more. Anger is a really powerful emotion. And when we actually allow ourselves to be in the process of anger, like, so much can happen from anger. So much change can be brought on through the energy of anger. Like, anger and passion are so close by. You know, anger, when we don't repress it, when we don't deny it, and when we actually responsibly hold it and feel it within our systems instead of projecting it onto others, can be this driver for change, which is so powerful. So when we come into these types of settings, we allow ourselves to be witnessed by another, whether that is, as I said, on a one-to-one basis or in a group space, we have the ability to let go of the charge of what is going on within us and actually see that other people are having similar experiences if you're in a group setting, or that you have the ability to, in a one-to-one setting, feel this feeling without, you know, maybe being rejected. There's always this fear, isn't there, of, oh, if I express in this way, I'm going to be shut down, or it's going to be wrong, or I'm going to be shamed or judged or whatever. And coming into connection with others whilst we're processing these things is a really beautiful way of stepping into responsibility of how we can evolve and hold ourselves, hold our experiences in a way that is so deeply nourishing for ourselves. So I'm going to leave that there. You know where I am if you have any questions, and I hope this has been supportive. This was also birthed because I put a poll on my Instagram stories asking what you're interested in, and there was a lot of wanting to know a bit about everything. So this felt like the most supportive way of sharing for you so that you get a wider understanding of how I work, what we kind of cover, and what's the best way for you to jump into my work if you're new or if you're wanting a certain level of support. So thank you for taking the time to listen, and yeah, I look forward to journeying with you soon if you are feeling called to.